heading to Austin. Let's talk to State Representative Kyle Cassell. Good morning. How are you today?
Good, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
Mighty fine. Are you going back over to Austin? Because what, you wanted to spend just a random Thursday there, or is there work to be done?
You know, there's work to be done. I got about 2 weeks in town and enjoyed lunch with you and all our friends at the Rotary 10 yesterday. Congratulations to all those businesses. But now it's time to start working with these schools. I've got a meeting this morning with Rosebeck ISD superintendent and officials and the TEA to figure out what we're going to do in the next 18 months when we lose all our ASTAR money.
Yeah, and we'll talk about ASTAR in just a moment. I see that the speaker yesterday was talking to superintendents and school board members in San Antonio, and they certainly are concerned. That's a big city school district. You're talking about small ones, and you have quite a few small districts. And what you're discussing is, you and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. We didn't have time to talk to the governor about it last week, but we live in Brazos County where things go well and property taxes continue to go up and we're growing, but you do have some districts that's not the case. So what does Texas do and what have they done in the past to help those districts that kind of are on the fence about being able to even open the doors?
You know, that's what we're going to try to figure out, because we've got a funding issue and we were supposed to take care of that. And as you and I discussed last week, it came down between the House and funding public education or trying to fix it, and the Senate that was adamant that there was going to be some kind of voucher system. And, you know, I'm going to stick to my guns. Our two most important things we do in the legislature, pass a balanced budget and try to provide the best public education we've got that we can for the children of Texas. We had an opportunity without the courts intervening. You know, since I've been elected, we've been sitting on our hands because school finance was in the courts. The public education committee in the House worked tirelessly trying to figure out a way to do it. And I think Chairman Huberty and the committee found a couple ways to do that. And, you know, with HB 21 and 22, and those all died on the floor when we finally died.
Now, Kyle Cassell joining us. He's on his way to Austin today to meet with some school officials. Now, after this meeting, anything else, any other business that you're going to try to accomplish while you're in the capital city in preparation for, well, a special session that's still almost a month away?
Yes, I think my chief of staff, I just got off the phone with Tara, and so as soon as this meeting with the TEA is over, we're going to dive into those 19 items that the governor has laid down, and I'm going to stick with school. You know, we just did a little math on the teachers, the call, giving them $1,000. That's $83 a month before taxes, so I don't know if we're doing them any favors, but something's better than nothing.
Wow, $83. That's scary. Well, all right, I'll tell you what. We'll take a couple of weeks off, but I do want to talk to you again before you actually go over to Austin and see if we can get that laundry list that the governor's put together and see if you can make any progress with that. So safe travels to you, and we'll discuss that with you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Scott, look forward to that. Have a great day.